Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Peter, one of your teachers here, and you are in the right place.
And I'm Marie. You know what, Peter? I feel like flying. I think I can fly. Today's topic is nature.
And the title of our lesson is So Many Birds. So Many Birds. Marie, do you like birds?
Yes, I do, Peter. In the morning, I hear birds singing outside my window. It's so wonderful.
Birds are great. They can fly. Sometimes I wish I was a bird. Do you guys ever think about that? Do you ever think about our Read It? Well, I'm glad you do. Here's Marie to help us with it.
Ben and Taylor both like birds. They are very interesting, and there are many different types. Rob feeds the wild birds at his house. He has a bird feeder outside his window. Alex goes bird watching at Spring Lake. Maybe Rob can go with him sometime.
What a fun topic we will be talking about today. Birds. Hey, Marie, doesn't your friend have some birds?
Yes, she does, Peter. I took care of them when she went on vacation. I watched them for 2 weeks.
Wow, and couldn't one of those birds talk?
Yes, it could. It could say hello and good morning. It was amazing.
Well, did it ever say key words?
It did not, but maybe I will teach him that. All right, friends, it's time for us to go to our keywords right now with Christina.
Hi, 我们今天的主题是赏鸟 bird watching. 第一个单字就是 bird, 鸟。Do you like birds? Taylor 说他很喜欢鸟，因为鸟有各种不同的样子和类型。There are so many different types.名词 type 就是种类或品种。Rob 在他家的窗外装设了鸟的喂食器，这样各式各样的野鸟都会来吃鸟食。Rob feeds many birds at his house. 动词喂食就是 feed。野鸟是 wild bird。形容词 wild 就是野生的。Rob feeds many wild birds.Alex 参加了一个赏鸟的社团，他们会到 Spring Lake 去赏鸟。这个 lake 就是湖。They watch birds at Spring Lake.
Do you like birds, Ben?
Sure. I see them around my house. They like my trees.
I like birds, too.Birds are very interesting, and there are so many different types.
I don't see many kinds at my house. I just see a lot of little brown birds.
Do you know their name?
No. I need a bird book.
Taylor and Ben are talking in the Jungle Cafe. Taylor asks Ben, do you like birds?
I really like birds. Birds are beautiful. They can fly. They can sing. And some birds also make great pets.
Yes, they do. Birds come in different sizes, too. Some are really big and some are very small. Ben likes birds.He sees them all around the city and around his house and even in trees.
Yes, he does. Taylor likes birds, too. She says there are so many different types of birds.
And Taylor is right. Marie, what's your favorite kind of bird?
I really like the peacock. Let's look at this picture. This is a picture of a peacock.A peacock is a type of bird. Look at its feathers. They are so big and so colorful.
Wow. Peacocks live in the rainforest, and they eat bugs and different things like that. I remember seeing one of them at the zoo. It's a really fun animal. Friends, what is your favorite bird? You can talk about it with a friend.
Now, Ben doesn't see many different types of birds around his house. He sees a lot of little brown birds. Let's learn more about this with Christina.
Ben 说他看到很多棕色的小鸟。I just see a lot of little brown birds. 看到这个句子，我们想要提醒你，有时候句子里有好几个形容词一起形容一样东西的时候，这些形容词的排列是有一定的顺序的。比如今天很多棕色小鸟，就要说 a lot of little brown birds. 要先形容多少，大小，再形容颜色。比如几个红色大苹果，要说 several big red apples. 先多少，大小，再颜色。如果是一个小的绿色纸杯，就可以说 a small green paper cup. 描述材质的 paper 在最后。我想建议你上网打形容词的顺序这几个字，这样子就可以看到更多详细的规则咯。
Thank you, Christina. I see a lot of little brown birds in the park. They always fly together.
Yes, they do. When I visit the beach in New Jersey, I always see a lot of white birds. These types of birds are called seagulls.
Seagulls are so annoying. So, in our conversation, Taylor asks Ben if he knows the name of the little brown birds. He says, No, I need a book.
Oh, a book. Buying a book is not a bad idea. And I have another great idea. Let's go to Conversation B.
Do you feed the birds at your house, Rob?
Yes, I do. I have a bird feeder outside my window.
I have one, too. Do you see many different kinds of wild birds?
I see a few.A lot of small brown birds come to my window.
I see those too. But I also see some yellow ones too. They're really pretty.
Linda and Rob are talking about birds. Linda asks Rob, Do you feed the birds at your house?
Oh, feed. Marie, do you have a cat, right?
Yes, I do. I feed him, Peter. I feed my cat 2 times a day. I feed him hard food and soft food.
And that cat gets fat because you feed him a lot of food.
Yes, he does.
Friends, do you have a pet? If you do, you need to feed your pet, right? And if you are a mother and a father with a very small baby, you feed the baby.Rob feeds the birds that live around his house. He has a bird feeder outside his window.
Linda asks Rob, Do you see many different kinds of wild birds? Hey, Peter, have you ever seen a wild animal before?
Well, yes, I have. When I'm hiking in the forest, I see many wild animals, such as wild deer or wild birds.And even some wild dogs.
Oh, wow. That sounds a little scary. I've seen wild rabbits in the park. I would always see them hopping around. But sometimes I couldn't find any. I think they were in their homes underground.
So in conversation B, Rob says, I see a few, meaning he sees a few birds that come to his feeder.
I see a few.
You see a few birds? Marie, you should tell me where they are. Where are they?
No, Peter. I see a few is today's...
calendar phrase!
I see a few.
I see a few.
我看见一些。
Well, here we are at the zoo.
Yay! They're all elephants!
Yes, I see a few.
There are lions!
Yes, I see a few.
There are monkeys!
Yes, I see a few.
There are people.
Yes, I see more than a few.
Yeah.
I see a few.
I see a few.
我看见一些。
What a fun calendar phrase. And I think I see a few. I see a few rings on your finger, Marie.
I do have a few rings on, Peter. I am wearing 3 rings today. Friends, I think we need to take a few minutes for a break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Welcome back from the break, friends. Hey, Marie, I see you are reading a book.
Yes, I am, Peter. It's a book about birds. Hey, Peter, did you know that there are over 10,000 kinds of birds in the world?
Wow, that's a lot.
And listen to this. One kind of bird called the hummingbird eats every 10 minutes.
That is so interesting. We have a very interesting lesson today. I think I'm ready to watch some birds.
Me too.
Well, let's watch together. Here's Conversation C.
Do you ever go bird watching, Rob?
No. Do you?
I do sometimes. I am in a bird watching group. We go out on Saturdays.
Where do you go? Do you see many birds?
We go to Spring Lake, and we do see lots of birds. Come with me one Saturday.
Maybe. Birds are interesting.
Alex and Rob are talking. Alex asks Rob, do you ever go bird watching?
Bird watching? That sounds like a lot of fun. I've never gone bird watching before, but I have gone whale watching.
Really? Tell us about it.
Well, when I was in Canada, my friends and I went on a whale watching tour. We took a boat out to the ocean with 50 other people, and we saw a group of whales. We watched the whales for about 3 hours.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. And bird watching sounds like a lot of fun too. Alex does this hobby sometimes. When he is in a bird watching group, they go on Saturdays. Let's learn more about on Saturdays with Christina.
Alex 参加了一个赏鸟的社团，他们都在周六的时候出去赏鸟。Alex 说 ,We go out on Saturdays. 有没有注意到在这里周六 Saturdays 加了 S 的复数形态，因为他们不是在某一个周六，也不是在某一个周六只出去一次，可能是每逢周六或者是常常都在周六出去，所以这里的周六要用复数的 Saturdays。我们来看看其他的例子，比如说朋友想知道你是否固定在星期天去爬山，他会问你 Do you usually go hiking on Sundays? 或者是你去应征打工，老板问你周日晚上可以上班吗？ Can you work on Sunday evenings? 看到复数的呈现方式了吗？
Thank you, Christina.Hey, Peter, what do you do on Saturdays?
I go bike riding. I love bike riding. I will ride 4 hours. What do you do on Saturdays?
On Saturdays, I clean my house. Friends, what do you do on Saturdays? Talk about it with your friends.
So, Rob asks Alex, where do you go bird watching? That's a great question to ask.Let's learn more about it with Rebecca.
Hello, friends. Today, we have a very special treat for you.
We get to learn a grammar point. If you want to ask someone where he does something, you can use this grammar point. Where do you verb? For example, where do you live? Or where do you ride your bike? Now it's up to you to use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Hey, Peter, where do you go bike riding?
Where do I go bike riding? I ride next to the river or in the mountains. Marie, I know you go swimming. Where do you go swimming?
I go swimming in a pool. Wherever there is a pool, I go swimming. I also like to go swimming in the ocean.
That sounds fun. So Alex goes bird watching at Spring Lake. They see lots of birds there. You know what else sounds fun? Reviewing our key words. Friends, we're out of time, so let's practice those words we learned.
Here's our first key word of the day. Bird. Bird. Look at all the birds in the sky.
Type. Type. There are three types of flowers here.
Feed. Feed. Please feed the dog. He's hungry.
Wild. Wild. There are a lot of wild animals here.
Lake. Lake. The water in the lake is cold. Those are some great key words. If you keep practicing them, your English will get better. Right now, let's go over our conversations.
Do you like birds, Ben?
Sure. I see them around my house. They like my trees.
I like birds, too. Birds are very interesting. And there are so many different types.
I don't see many kinds at my house. I just see a lot of little brown birds.
Do you know their name?
No. I need a bird book.
Do you feed the birds at your house, Rob?
Yes, I do. I have a bird feeder outside my window.
I have one, too. Do you see many different kinds of wild birds?
I see a few. A lot of small brown birds come to my window.
I see those, too. But I also see some yellow ones, too. They're really pretty.
Do you ever go bird watching, Rob?
No. Do you?
I do sometimes. I am in a bird watching group. We go out on Saturdays.
Where do you go? Do you see many birds?
We go to Spring Lake, and we do see lots of birds. Come with me one Saturday.
Maybe. Birds are interesting.
Birdies! Tweet, tweet! Come here, birdies! Come on!
Ginger, what are you doing?
I'm calling the birds! Tweet, tweet! Here, little birdies!
Birds are interesting. There are so many kinds.
Oh, look! I see some brown birds!
Oh, well, do you know their names?
Yes, Sally, Nancy, Johnny, and Steve.
No, I mean, what type of birds are they?
Brown.
Okay, Ginger, we should put up a bird feeder, and I think the birds would like that.
Yeah, I'd like it too. Oh, let's put up a big one. More birds will come, mm-hmm. and The more the merrier.
That's right. The more, the noisier too.
Come on, birdies. Tweet, 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 tweet. Come on. Birdie, birdie.
Hey friends, guess what? It's Monday, so let's answer it together. Here's question number one. What group is Alex in? What group is Alex in?
You can find the answer in conversation C. Alex is in a bird watching group. Question number two. Do you like birds? Why or why not? Do you like birds? Why or why not? Let's hear some answers from our friends.
Do I like birds? Yes, I love birds. You know, I love to take pictures, so birds are so beautiful to take pictures of. But there is one thing I don't like about birds, and that is they are so noisy in the morning. I always get woken up by them in the morning. So I sometimes hate birds.
Do I like birds? Sure, birds are really interesting. There are many, many different kinds of birds in this world. But what I don't like is waking up at 5 in the morning to go outside to see birds. Why would anyone do that? Why am I doing that right now? I'm so tired.
Does the monkey man like birds? Of course I like birds. I like birds that sing beautiful songs in the springtime. I like birds that eat bugs and mosquitoes that otherwise would bite me. And I'm going to be honest, I like birds that taste yummy when they're fried or roasted, like chickens and turkeys. Yum!
Do I like birds? Of course I like birds. I like bird watching because you can see wild birds. But I also like pet birds. They're so much fun. They like to talk and whistle and do tricks. Parrots are especially fun. Yeah, I really like birds.
Well, friends, we had fun, and we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.